This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the Indian Armed Forces for Operation Sindoor's success and said that their valour brought Pakistan to its knees. Prime Minister Modi said Pakistan will have to pay a price for every terrorist attack in India. He said Pakistan can never win a direct war against India, so it has made terrorism a weapon to fight against India. Mr. Modi was addressing a function after laying the foundation stone and inaugurating various development projects worth over 26,000 crore rupees in Palana near Bikaner in Rajasthan today. Mr. Modi said Pakistan has been continuously spreading terrorism since independence, but now the price of such incidents will have to be borne by Pakistan's army and its economy.
पहलगाम में चली थी लेकिन उन गोलियों से 140 करोड़ देशवासियों का सीना छलनी हुआ था हमारी सरकार ने तीनों सेनाओं को खुली छूट दे दी थी तीनों सेनाओं ने मिलकर ऐसा चक्रव्यूह रचा कि पाकिस्तान को घुटने टेकने के लिए मजबूर कर दिया
Mr. Modi said now there will be no trade or talk with Pakistan. If there is a talk, it will be on Pakistan-occupied Kashmir. He said this is India's resolution and no power in the world can shake us from this resolution. Mr. Modi said Operation Sindoor has laid down three principles to deal with terrorism. First, if there is a terrorist attack in India, a befitting reply will be given.
22 tarikh ke hamle ke jawab mein humne 22 मिनट में आतंकियों के 9 सबसे बड़े ठिकाने तबाह कर दिए दुनिया ने और देश के दुश्मनों ने भी देख लिया कि जब सिंदूर बारूद बन जाता है तो नतीजा क्या होता है
A multi-party delegation headed by JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha today interacted with leading Japanese think tanks in Tokyo and briefed them on India's zero tolerance against terrorism. The delegation, which arrived in Tokyo on the first leg of their five-nation tour, discussed regional security challenges, including state-backed terrorism. During the interactive session, participants expressed strong support for India's fight against the menace. Earlier in a social media post, Mr. Jha said, India's measured response in Operation Sindoor showed New Delhi's zero-tolerance approach and Japan and India stand united for peace and democratic values. Meanwhile, an Indian all-party delegation arrived in the United Arab Emirates early this morning, marking a significant step in New Delhi's diplomatic outreach under Operation Sindoor. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today asserted that cessation of firing and military action during Operation Sindoor was negotiated directly between India and Pakistan. In an interview with a Netherlands-based broadcaster, Dr. Jaishankar said U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio spoke to him, while U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance talked to Prime Minister Narendra Modi, highlighting that it is natural that nations call up amid conflict between two nations.
The cessation of firing and military action was something which was negotiated directly between India and Pakistan. We made one thing very clear to everybody who spoke to us, not just United States, but to everybody, saying, look, if the Pakistanis want to stop firing, they need to tell us. We need to hear it from them. Their general has to call up our general and say this. And that is what happened.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall over parts of South Konkan, Goa, Maharashtra and coastal Karnataka. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News IMD scientist, Dr. R.K. Jenumani said, a low pressure area over East Central Arabian Sea off South Konkan, Goa coast is likely to intensify into a depression. In badminton, India's Kidambi Srikanth and the mixed doubles pair of Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasto have advanced to the quarterfinals of the Malaysia Masters in Kuala Lumpur. In the men's singles pre-quarterfinal, Srikanth put up a strong performance to defeat Ireland's Nats Nguyen in straight games. And with that, we end this news bulletin.